Joe, J-O, Brisby, B-R-I-S-B-Y. Date of birth is 6/8/1964. Today's 7/30. Resides at home with her sister Hilda and her daughter Rosalind. Period. She suffers from early Alzheimer's dementia. She has bowel and bladder incontinency. She was able to take a few walks a month ago from the chair to the bed, but her daughter tells me that she definitely cannot do that anymore. She's very, very wobbly. She also has had a stroke with left-sided weakness. She has diabetes, but also has diabetic neuropathy, which is causing pain and causing her difficulty with walking. Her daughter says that she doesn't eat. Last week, she didn't eat anything but just a few bites of food and liquids. And this week, she's eating more. At least she's drinking more. I told her daughter that these are sometimes signs of urinary tract infection. But apparently, this has resolved, and this is the waxing and weaning that we can see in patients with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Period. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, of course. She's ADL dependent. She has a KPS score of 40%. Period. New paragraph, her daughter Rosalyn, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, tells me that she's also has issues with sundowner, which appears to have worsened in the past month. She becomes agitated, confused, and tired at night, and has tendency to scream at other family members that come to visit. Period. New paragraph, she's now also staying in bed more often because it's so difficult for her to walk. Maybe 14 to 16 hours. Her decreased appetite and her weight loss is unavoidable. So is her bladder incontinency and ADL dependency, which is just going to get worse given her advanced early Alzheimer's dementia diagnosis. She continues to be hospice appropriate and continues to deteriorate on a weekly to monthly basis, and most likely days to weeks to live. Thank you.